Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love thing here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Seeking freedom. Seeking freedom, giving you the answer to be free. Be free, be free, 'cause we're seeking freedom. And we're live, online, we're not KC.
Hey everybody, this is Candy. You just tuned in to Speak Freedom Radio. I am your host and life enhancement coaching specialist. As a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life as you need it and necessary in any area that you choose to feel relevant or want to grow in. Now, we do this by a couple of different ways. One first main part is I use my education, my life experience, and my recent studies into spiritual human behavior to help address some very common issues or things that we should look into. Sometimes even new ideas to help expand our minds about where we're going as a people, where we're going as individuals, and where we're taking our families to. So today is a really good day. It's Sunday. Happy Sunday, everybody. I am doing this podcast about this subject in particular does not come necessarily from social media. However, it is influenced by what I've seen during my observational time on social media. So mainly at Speaking Freedom, we use our social media as a platform to help give you information that you need to grow and grow your family. We also use Speaking Freedom, Love Gang, and Good Head Group social media accounts as a platform to beta test, to observe, and to help people grow. What that means is that we watch for people. We're people watchers. But we're not people watchers to talk about and judge. We are people watchers in order to help grow. So in order to grow, you have to observe the behavior of the people around you. This is called spiritual human behavior. in which the more you develop your spiritual nature, the more you heal your soul, the more you're able to grow and mature in all areas of your life. Your behavior will change based on how you heal the things you've been exposed to or you've been hurt by, whatever the case may be. So today, I kind of like this alternative facts because in society today, we have a various amount of facts that have been placed before us. Most of what we learn from history books in school period are not always true facts or truthful facts or close to the facts. Most times, they are alternative facts. So based on the fact and narrative that the context and context of everything that we learn is supposed to be truth and we've been fed as it being true until recently when we've had the opportunity to study and understand the truth. So the truth is now the alternative facts, and the facts that you have now have been, you know, accepted as truth, but they're not the truth. So the alternative facts where speaking freedom is concerned is really based on figuring out the truth and knowing the truth and not the truth that is catered to any particular race, religion, or background, but real truth. So for our alternative fact topic today, we are discussing where parenting goes. Okay, so went to where my children today and introduced them to someone that will be working with them. And my son did not seem confident. Not that he's unsure of himself. He has no reason to be unsure of himself. But he's kind of, I don't want to say shy. He's not, oh, I'm in your face if I don't know you type of person. He's, you know, like the people are talking to him, but instead of addressing them, he's kind of addressing me. And I'm trying to tell him to address them and to, you know, be bold and confident in who he is and be sure of himself. And it made me think, it made me frustrated because as a mother, it is hard for me to teach a man self-confidence from a man's perspective. Like, I can tell him to be confident. I can tell him to be sure of himself. I can, based on what I believe, based on what I've been exposed to, based on what I know, and based on how I parent, I think that it will be hard for me to teach him how to be a tough man, or not tough as in unexposed to feelings and that stuff, but how to be a self-assured man without being narcissistic. I would almost have to be butch in order to make him understand without being belittling, without being, you know, a lot of things. And I'm not saying that single parents that are feminine can't do it, but in my mindset, I don't know how to teach him strength without taking on the presence of a strong character. However, for my parenting, I like to try to balance myself out. I am not always dolled up, prissy, makeup and all of that for various reasons. The first is because my skin is just, you know, look, I don't know about nobody else. I have sensitive skin. Everything about my body is sensitive. So that means if the wrong thing gets on me, around me, in me, or whatever the case may be, I will probably have an allergic reaction. That really had nothing to do with. Okay, so for my parenting, my goal is to teach them great things. So in order to do that, I think the best approach is to be balanced. I'm not walking around here prissy. I'm not doing my eyelashes. I'm not teaching or presenting my son with all these feminine characteristics in which that he, you know, just because he's around will pick up on. And I say that because a long time ago, I was attending the only church that I've ever in my life, like, been in involved in as an adult, as a member. And the pastor's wife, the first day of the church, she was saying how her son was trying to brush his eyebrows or eyelashes or something, not because of something that no reason other than he had seen his mother doing that on such a regular basis that he thought that that's, you know, that was just the mannerism or the following that he took. So that influenced me in a way to where I said, you know, when I become a parent, especially if I'm a single parent, I need to know how to balance it out. So it's a lot of things that I like. I'm not wearing super tight clothes all the time. I'm not out here dressed like a thot. Well, I don't want my daughter to be a thot. But also, I don't do it because I know I have to influence my son in a way that he, one, respects women, and then, two, is sure of himself in his role as a male. So, and then I don't want it to be like he's overly exposed to any one thing. So, overall, I'm a very balanced person. I try to be very balanced in everything that I do across the board. But in this situation, I am learning how to parent two children, and male and female, close in age. And I'm learning how to help them grow by watching them grow, by interacting with them, by understanding from what I know growing up, and then trying to take it from their perspective. Now, it's so difficult to do it with a boy because I try to put myself in his shoes. But as a woman, I don't know what men go through. I don't know what goes through men's brains at those particular ages. And I try to ask people those type of questions, and not everybody can understand what I mean when I ask that. So it kind of, you know, just goes in one ear and out the other. Or I've gotten some feedback, but it's not feedback that I can relate to in a way that I can use it. So, and a lot of what I like to do with Speaking Freedom is give you information that you can use right now, not stuff that, you know, just hear me talk or anything like that. So basically, my experience today, I dropped my water top. My experience today made me ask myself, what are my parenting goals? As a mother, what do I want to teach my son? As a mother, what do I want to teach my daughter? What do I want to instill in them? What do I see for them in their future? How do I plan to help them be them without forcing what I see for them on them because I want them to be a certain way? That was a lot. listen, when you think, there is so many things that we set goals for. We have relationship goals. We have marriage goals, relationship, marriage, job goals, career goals, success goals, travel goals. We have all these goals. And today I ask myself, what are my parenting goals? So after a little time and walking and thinking and wondering exactly what my goals were as a parent, I had to have a moment, and I really had to think about it. And the first thing that I thought in that moment was, I don't want to be the type of mom that's fussing, yelling, and cussing at my children, especially, well, both of my children, but especially my son, to the point to where he begins to resent or hate his own type of women, the women that look most like him. And I say that because I don't want to say that I want my son to date only black women, because whatever makes him happy makes him happy. However, I don't want him to look at black women like they're less than because they're black or because they're loud or because they have strong opinions, voices, or minds. And to me, that's important because a lot of people just don't, in my opinion, what I've seen is a lot of men disrespect women because they have some type of secret issues with with women. It may not just be black women. It may be all women, but it's a lot of people that go and date outside of their race because they feel like those people are easier to deal with. Well, it's nothing wrong with that. However, not all black women are hard to deal with. I mean, like, some may be, some have reason that they feel that they should be. Some protect themselves because they know how vulnerable and how naive people perceive them as. So it's different extents to why people look down on black women as being loud, as having attitudes, or not just not being. It's almost hard to speak up for yourself as a black woman because it's the moment that you speak up for yourself, you're instantly vilified and made to be this so a hard person to work with versus you being able to speak up for yourself and assertive, not being passive aggressive. We're not talking about passive aggressiveness. We're talking about you just standing up for what's right because it's right and holding yourself accountable and those around you accountable. So it just made me be like, you know, like, I need to make sure today this was my thought. I need to make sure that my son doesn't grow up resenting black women color or think it was difficult to be around, love to work with because I was hard on him or because I did something that turned how he, not how he looks at me, because this is the thing. A man can love his mother and still not like black women. A man to love his mother still not like white women. Like, I mean, a white man can love his mother and still not want to date a white woman. The love that you have for a parent does not dictate how you feel about that gender and race. Come on. Like, so it just, that's something that is something that I wish to always be able to reflect on and to think about and to consider. And it's just as important for me that my daughter does not resent me and or have daddy issues because of her father and how their relationship blossoms, you know, throughout her duration of life. So it is very essential, not just for me, not just for my children's father, my ex-husband, just period, for us as parents, black parents, white parents, brown parents, Asian parents, Israeli parents, whoever, moon Martian parents, whatever the case may be, the goal and the need for us as parents to make sure that we're giving our children the all of the tools that they need so that they respect their own kind and those that are around them. So it made me ask myself, what are my parenting goals? That means that, like, as of probably about 6 or 7 months ago, I tried to give my kids, they were acting like kids, which is some notes. I gave them a little bit. And it wasn't nothing harsh, but once I got finished, they seen them. I don't know why I took them to go see Birth of a Nation, but they went and seen Birth of a Nation. So once I got finished whooping them, we talked about it a few days later, and he was like, myself, was like, well, you know, you made me feel like a slave with me. I said, well, why? God damn. Can't even whip my kids no more because I want them to feel like slaves. But it was a wake-up call because it made me have to look at things differently. You know, and it made me say, okay, so as a parent, what type of influence and type of guidelines and how will I instill those boundaries without emasculating, without making them feel less than, without belittling, without treating my daughter bad or making her feel any type of, all while instilling everything that I want them to have so that they can be productive citizens. And it's just, parenting is an amazing reward that is awarding within the way that you're able to overcome if you take on that role as a parent, as an active parent that's heavily involved. So it's useful for us all to develop parenting goals. Now, my question would be, what do you think that you can do to become the parent that you always need? Not the parent that you always wanted, because sometimes when we're younger, we want somebody to coddle us. Not all, but sometimes we're looking for someone who is going to spoil us with discipline, especially those who are over-disciplined, and then they resist discipline. What did we need in order to grow, to become the best self? Like, some people don't know what boundaries are because they were never given boundaries. Some people don't know what discipline is because they never have been disciplined or been around a disciplinarian. But those things need to be involved in your goals as a parent. How do you want to discipline your children? Do you want your children to be fear-based or respect-based? Do you want them to fear what will happen if they don't make you happy? Or do you want them to respect the reason why you're unhappy with their actions? And there is no book for parenting. Parenting is a ever-learning process that depends on the child. Every single child is different. Two children can grow up in the same household and feel like they're getting two separate, completely different experiences. Nothing is wrong with that. You just need to know how to cater to each child so that they both develop love, guidance, care, and respect for others as well as themselves. So, what are your parenting goals? Where do you see yourself going as a parent? The overall goal should be to produce, raise, and guide into being your children into being productive adults. Now, productivity is subjective. For some person, somebody may think that in order to be productive, they're a professional sports player or a rap artist, or they have to have, some parents believe in order to be productive, their children need to work a 9-to-5 job, and if they don't work, then they don't eat, and the only way to eat is if you go work for somebody's company. While some people want their children to invest and be philanthropists or business owners. So the goal that I would suggest is that you, instead of wanting your child to be a particular thing, see your children grow with guidance. Now, I say with guidance, and it's important to say with guidance because if you let your children be on the internet all day, then they're going to be on the internet all day, and it takes for you guidance to allow them exposed to certain things, but to let them be controlled by anything, especially something that's outside of themselves. Now, I often have seen parents, I don't want to say force their children into sports, but want their children to play sports because they play sports. And there's nothing wrong if your children like sports. However, my mindset is that we want our children to do what they're called to do naturally. And although we have some awesome sports players, and I really love all sports, we need to start investing in our children and letting them know that sports and music and entertainment are not the only ways to be successful in life. They are not the only ways to get rich. They are not the only ways to have an impact or influence. In this new day and age, we have to teach them and help them understand about social media and not only the perks of it, but the challenges of it, making sure that we're not allowing our children to be harmed themselves, not to judge themselves, especially because of that we see on social media. It's about what type of goals do you have as parents? Not what you want your children to be or the goals that you set for your children, but what type of influence do you want to have on the children that you're raising to be adults, to be productive citizens, productive adults, regardless if they maintain or structure changes in the future. I mean, 30 years from now, America could be something totally different that I am able to witness it. But the question remains, parenting goals. How do you plan to influence your children to be better than you were, than you are today, and that you plan to be? Like, every generation should grow better. So what are you doing to influence the next generation of your lineage to grow greater? For me, I try to as a child, I didn't have active homework checkers. I didn't have anybody to really make sure that I was on my kids in school, that they were interested, or that were always kind of involved, especially at school when on. So I spend a lot of time doing some homework in the middle of the night, before school. I mean, it was just not the ideal situation for a young child going to school and learning it. So my goal is to be an active parent. That means I'm signing up for the PTA, but I'm definitely there at the programs. I am definitely going to the parent-teacher conferences. I am definitely helping with homework. As a parent, this is my goal, to make sure that I am actively involved in their lives in a way that they know that they can trust me, that they know that they can talk to me about anything, that they are sure of themselves. Again, these are some of the things that plague the community in which we are forced to thrive in. So a lot of times people end up developing survival mode instincts because they are underdeveloped in the area that will help them grow the most, that will help influence or encourage and change who they are and grow them into who they were destined to be. So here are some of what I wrote. This is what I posted on my Facebook. It was very, I don't know, you know, people do all type of stuff, no matter what it is, when you post, what you post, whatever it may be. So my goal to my daughter is to teach her to be sure of herself / love herself, to be confident, and teach her the value and the strength as a woman. In society, Black women, white women, Asian women, whatever type of woman we are extremely downplayed. We are extremely taken for granted. Now, because I am a brown skinned woman, and I am taught by the nation that we live in as African American, I know for a fact that we are not given our just due. So it is important for me, as a Black woman, as a brown, copper skin trendsetter, to let my daughter know that she is the best thing in the world that this world could ever ask for, to instill in her the confidence, the self-love, to let her know the game. I'm talking about teach her so much games where she running game on game. You know, like, that is my goal as a mother, to make sure that she never has a struggle that I struggle with men, with money. I want to make sure that she's sure and confident of who she is, that her she's confident in her life, and no matter where she goes, she does not feel shameful for how she is, who she is, or what she is going to be. So, it's necessary because what we see in general in society are a lot of hurt people, a lot of people that weren't taught self-confidence, a lot of people that weren't taught how to embrace their struggles, their challenges, and learn to overcome and use those things as lessons to end in life. And because we're dealing with that so heavily, it is common that Black women are hard on each other, unsupportive of each other. Competition to see who's better than the next one. We're all in it together. And it's very unsettling, but I don't want my daughter to think like that. I want her to know that the next woman is your teammate as long as she has a teammate. No, we're not carrying nobody. We're not forcing her, no, ourselves on anyone, male or female, friendship or relationship. We are simply embracing who we are, loving who we are, and being self-confident that no matter what the situation is, we add value to that situation and we help achieve all greatness to those involved in positive ways. These are the goals that I have for my daughter. I want her to be strong. I want her to be confident. I want her to walk in her own grace. And when I say that, it is very, 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 very important and essential. Because if you look it around, look it around, just like we're about, look it around, you will see that it's a lot of people that don't even love themselves. Now, I won't say that having a cosmetic surgery means you don't love yourself, but I will say that having 30 cosmetic surgeries, having 10 cosmetic surgeries, having 5 cosmetic surgeries would make me question how you really feel about accepting yourself the way you were born. And it doesn't mean that that surgery won't help you build your confidence, but is it real confidence? Because when you allow people to love you for who they want you to be versus who you are, it's a false confidence because you know that confidence is only because of that thing. So then you question who you are and what you value and you know, how you care. You're questioning everything about yourself because you need to be a certain way in order to really, 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 really learn and grow, and you want to be accepted, and you feel like if you don't look this way or do this or do that, then they won't. They'll reject you. And some people are rejected until they have that change, which is kind of why I don't like makeup. Like, I don't mind it, but I just wear shades and save money. I mean, so that's my goal for my daughter. I want her to be confident in who she is, the way she was created, without question. For my son, my goal as a mother to my son is to not make him resent Black women, to be strong, teach him to be strong, confident, and sure of himself without the hype. Man, it's easy to be confident and become narcissistic almost because of hype, because you got stuff, because you're doing things you like. And I want to make sure that he is sure of himself, regardless if anybody ever seen his 2 minutes in the Tupac movie, regardless if anybody ever seen his cameo in a Gucci Mane video or in Cash Machine video or any other thing that he's ever been involved in. Regardless if anybody sees that or not, I want him to have the self-confidence to walk headstrong and, you know, be sure of himself. without saying, oh, yeah, you was in this, or oh, yeah, you did this, and not allowing the things outside of him to make him. And today, in this day and age, unfortunately, a lot of people are made by external factors, and their internal issues are going unresolved because they're putting a Band-Aid on their situation. I talk about Band-Aids a lot, and they come in all shapes, forms, and sizes, but they are very detrimental if you leave a Band-Aid on too long. It makes the thing worse. So now I can't really go into the Band-Aid effect right now because I am in the process of writing a book about spiritual human behavior, and the Band-Aid effect is one of the chapters. So when the book comes out, cop it because you're going to need it. It'll help you. So what else I see in the world reflectively is that we have a lot of men looking for attention. They need to be loved just as much as the women need to be loved. They need to be shown how to deal with their emotions and to love themselves just like the women. And a lot of times we think that we are so different from each other when the fact of the matter is we are really alike in a lot of ways. We've just been conditioned and programmed to think certain ways about certain things as men and as women. Now, yes, men have a higher level of testosterone, and women have a higher level of estrogen. Like, so there are hormonal differences. But if you ever go and look at and do some research on the human body, when the I'm thinking about this video that I seen when someone discovered that we are all have the same organs. We all have the same reproductive system. Some of us just have innies, and some of us have outies. And when I say innie and an outie is your ovaries, a woman's ovaries are a man's nuts. And the uterus and vagina and all of that is the scrotum, the penis, and all of those things. So we literally, women have innies and men have outies. And the way that happens is just however you develop when you're in your mother's womb. So saying that to say, we all have common needs of self-love. We all have common needs of learning, understanding, and embracing ourselves. We have to begin to teach ourselves how to love ourselves, teach how to love themselves, and to walk in confidence. Again, in order to teach our men to value women, what do we do as parents? What are your parenting goals in order to change the course of society, the course of your life? Experience in this world today? It may sound like a very redundant rhetorical question, but really think about it. Not what do you want your children to do, because we want our children to do many things, and we'll be extremely disappointed if we try to force our way on our children. But if we instill, like a lot of people, their children to college. I'm 36 years old. Well, I'll be 36 years old. I'll be 36 in November. And a lot of children, in general, they, sorry, I forgot what I was about to say. I just lost it. I'm sorry if I could run it back just a little bit so I could catch what I was about to say. I don't know. Just live on time. Hopefully it'll come back. So, as parents, we just gotta, teach our children more and go in a way that substantiates their future. What can we do to make sure that they get a better future than what we have? What can we do to help them grow from our reflection? Know what we know, like your 10-year-old child is the younger version of you. There is a quote that says, if you had the opportunity to tell give your younger self advice, what advice would you give yourself? And if you had children, what advice, the advice you would give your younger self, the guidance, the knowledge, the wisdom that you wish you could have if you took a red pill and could be 10 years old with the same knowledge you have today, is the way that I believe that we should instill the wisdom and understanding and knowledge that we have in our children in a way that they can reflect the actions within their words, within their upbringing, so that literally 30 years from now, the world can be a better place. The world won't be a better place if we don't instill those type of things within our children. So, question, what are your parenting goals? How do you change the course of the world by being the parent that you needed to be or that you needed as a child? It may be a dry topic. It might make everybody quiver or get the goosebumps. But it's a serious question because we all need guys growing up, and then we all have to make the proper judgment to give our children the same amount of guidance that we want for them or need. Give your 10-year-old self advice. What would you say? Now what you need to do is take that advice that you would give your 10-year-old self and the knowledge of wisdom and understanding, and you need to feed it to your children. What are your parenting goals? What are your parenting goals? You need to know what you want them to be, what they need to see to live productively in this world. In this world, what are they going to do? How are they going to be? What are they going to see? I understand. As parents, we need to set goals for ourselves. We set all types of goals for all types of things. And honestly, parenting should be something that we set goals within parameters of where do we see ourselves? Where would we like to see our children? Not making them be what we want them to be based on what we, wish we would have did. But giving them the knowledge so that when they, this is what I was going to say earlier. I knew it would come back. Okay, so I see a lot of parents that when they get ready to, their children become 18, 19, 20, or 16 sometimes. And whenever they leave the house to go to college, go off to join the military, or move out of state, or just become adults and move out of the home, when they become empty nesters, a lot of parents, a whole lot of parents, a lot of parents have fear. And I think I get it because I find myself thinking about as my children get older, like, man, how are they going to be? What are they going to do? My son has goals already to be a scientist. He wants to go to Georgia Tech. He really has a whole, plan out. And I love it. My daughter, she wants to be herself. She doesn't necessarily want to go to college, but she has her own set of goals that she grows into every day. She wants to be herself for a living, like her mama. And maybe not like her mama. She might, decide as she gets older. But what I try to tell parents and hope the parents understand is if you teach your children everything that you know, everything that they'll be faced with or the possibilities of being faced with, if you've done everything in your power to teach your children to be successful adults, to be responsible, to be accountable, to be compassionate, to be forgiving, to be stern, to be at peace, to impact the world in a positive way, then you have very little to worry about. When people say train up a child in the way that they should go, that is not solely a religious-based type of thing. That means teach your children the right and wrong things. If you teach them the right things, right from wrong, and how to, you know, live honestly, then they will pick up on honest living. Whatever you put in front of your children, that's what they'll eventually pick up. If you are a liar, then guess what? Your children gonna be a liar. If you are into religion and you aren't beating your children over the head with it, or using it to your advantage in a way that manipulates their self-worth and confidence, then your children will probably, and even if you are, your children will probably go to be religious if you're religious. And there's nothing wrong with your children growing up to like the things that you like or to show interest in what they've seen. But the goal, again, is, what are your parenting goals? Your question. What are your parenting goals? What are you instilling in your children so when they leave the house, they can walk away with confidence? I don't have a problem with drinking if you drink, but are you teaching your children to be alcoholics? Or are you teaching them to not? Are you teaching them to be responsible adults, be accountable, to be on time? Are you teaching them to be confident, to have their own thoughts, not group, like life is not a group think project. Yes, we can all form a group and think and have a diverse conversation, but you cannot think for me. I have to learn to think for myself. And when you learn to think for yourself, then you are able to make decisions that will impact the rest of your life in a positive way, and you can't blame nobody else if you learn to make decisions and think for yourself. So it's just so important that we focus on goals, that we learn what we want to see within our children, not what we want our children to be, because we can't force our children to be anything, but we can influence their decision-making process. We can teach them everything that we know right now, that we know that they'll be eventually faced with or need to know, so that they can overcome whatever the challenges that they are faced with. It is very important that we teach our children to think for themselves, that we teach our children to be confident, to have self-love, to learn self-love, to learn purpose. The problem often is that we don't know for ourselves what self-love is. We don't know collectively. We don't know for ourselves what our purpose is. We don't know how to be alone. There's nothing wrong with having friends, but if you need your friends to feel validated or confident or assured, or if you're using your friends to avoid your own personal self-work and self-issues, then having friends just to be around so that you don't have to confront your own issues is a problem. That's not healthy. I wouldn't recommend it. I believe that everybody needs to learn how to not be alone for the rest of your lives, but learning how to be alone in the sense of, I don't need you to feed me. I don't need you in order to feel confident. I don't need people around me to be happy. I don't want yes men. I don't want yes women. I don't want people that's just going to do everything that I say without question. I want somebody who is going to challenge me as I challenge them. We have to begin to self-evaluate in a lot of areas so that we can teach our children how to grow beyond where we see ourselves today. How to become better stewards of their money, how to become independent adults, how to manifest and get results based on purpose, how to follow and trust the alignment in which life guides you to, and not to think it's strange or funny if we understand life differently than those around us. I read my post from Facebook. If there was anything that I would add, I probably already said it. I think that it's very essential that while we're making goals, and I am guilty of this initially, when I first did my first vision board, what I realized is that everything on my vision board was related to work, related to what I saw as my ministry. And what's wrong with that? But I realized, aside from a very small corner on the bottom about marriage or family or the possibility of me having a mate again, there was not a lot of family-oriented things there. It just played with the idea of getting married and having a long-term companion. I really had to create another vision board that detailed a lot more stuff. I made sure on my second vision board that I included family, that I included vacations and trips, that I included thought process and living and friends and family. I even went as far as placing me and my children's pictures on the vision board so that it could be very realistic that we are in this together and that we will conquer and achieve and, you know, bust down goals as a family and not as just me. And then I forget that I have children or I leave them behind or I treat them some type of way because I have so much going on that, you know, I don't have time for my own children. I don't want that for my children or for myself. So I really did have to go and I had to go and add on a vision board to my vision board. So now I have two vision boards. Now, maybe one day I'll get a third one. I really don't want to because if you have not listened to the Vision Board podcast, please go back and listen to it. Listen, it's a little off topic. Not really, because you need to include your children's goals into your goals. You need to include your parenting goals into your vision board and your goals. So it's not really off topic. But it's very essential that you create goals for your entire family. Learn what's important to you. Make sure that you center your life around what's important to you. Don't create goals that will take you away from your family and think that you're going to have peace about it. Your family is your first purpose in life. Once you create children, once you birth children, have children, then they are the foundation of growth. It will give every inch of voice and love that you can have out of yourself externally, but you do the internal work. So if you hadn't gone and listened to the Vision Board podcast, please do so. So as we get ready to jump on out of here, I do want to say, don't you be on that one here. We can do it. Seriously. So, set parenting goals. If you can have goals for everything else up under the sun, then you should have goals as a parent. Become a one to instill the values, character traits, and all the positive things that you will hope for your children to grow up and be. You cannot control who your children become, but if you choose the right things in front of your children, then you can have the type of influence that can change who they will be. And they will not go down the path that you may have experienced because you helped them see that path wouldn't be the best thing for them. And most of the time, children learn from your experience. Make your children comfortable talking to you. create a bond. You don't have to be their friend necessarily, but I would like for you to create a bond with your children so that they feel comfortable coming and talking to you. And be strong and bold and courageous. And then trust. As your children get older, trust the things you've taught them. You have to be able to teach what you're teaching your children and be confident about that. So I hope this is everything that you hope to listen to. I hope that you are to begin about getting goals and not think about what you want your children to be and forcing them to do things that you want them to do, but really considering what goals do you have for yourself as an influential parent factor in your life. You are your child's always first. And for a daughter, a mother is a girl's closest friend, elderly mother, those things are necessary. It's not bad to rule with your fist, but make sure that the other end of that fist is compassion and assurance and reassurance and making sure you do not tear your kids down thinking that you are building up. We do not want trained robots. We don't want them to be given false facts. And we want our facts true in the sense of the truth is not being told. But we don't want to take bunch of robotic people and brainwash, you know, help them unlearn one thing and then realize that it's just as bad as it is in the day. Your children balance whole information, help them grow, help them become who they were created to be purposefully. Have a great day.
We are kings, we are God. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? Save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets. The Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not casing.
This is Speaking Freedom and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.